Today celebrates the strength, resilience, and the resolve of the Jewish people. We join together to particularly recognise the importance of the proclamation made on May 14, 1948, declaring the establishment of the State of Israel. Today, Israel is a thriving democracy with a population of over 8 million people. And that's over 8 million victories from those who have historically sought to destroy the Jewish people, from Nazi Germany to the pogroms of Odessa. We gather here today to commemorate the special moment when David Ben-Gurion reconsecrated the home that Jewish people were forced to flee such a long time ago. And by so doing, you fulfilled the dreams of generations of Jewish people. On that day, in the aftermath of the darkest crime against humanity, a great nation based on freedom, justice and peace was reborn. Two millennia of exile forced upon a nation was over, and Herzl's dream and the dream of the Jewish people was finally complete. Today we recognise the significance of the realisation of this dream and the achievements of this modern nation. We've seen a great deal of productive engagement between New South Wales and Israel in the past 12 months, and I'm so proud of that, which builds on the long relationship and friendship that Australia, and particularly New South Wales, enjoys with Israel. Last year, we welcomed a major milestone when former Premier Mike Baird visited Israel, the first time a New South Wales Premier did that, and not the last, I might add. Together, they discussed our joint interest in developing, for instance, an innovation-based economy, but there were many other opportunities for this discussion. And I'm sure many of you, as am I, are still feeling the honour and the absolute buzz following the historic visit by Prime Minister Netanyahu to Australia in February. I was particularly honoured, absolutely honoured, and very, very deeply appreciative to be able to welcome him to Sydney. I was able to sit down with him and honoured to discuss our shared goals and opportunities to collaborate, and without giving too much away, I want to stress that our discussions well exceeded the allotted time we had together. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the Jewish community for their contribution in making that such a successful and momentous occasion. The visit was also an opportunity to recognise once again the diversity and achievements of the Jewish community here in New South Wales. Throughout history, the Jewish people have always sought advancement in every aspect of society, and you've always been outstanding citizens no matter where you have called home. And the Australian Jewish experience is no different, and especially here in New South Wales, and whether we look at Monash to Lowy to Gonski and so many others, your contributions continue. We're incredibly proud and grateful for that. I think it's fair to say that New South Wales is the great state that it is, thanks to the incredible contributions made by the Jewish community over many decades, alongside so many other communities. Your community is active, vibrant, represented by leaders and ordinary citizens making a difference to the community around them, but also making us aware of the plight of humanity across the globe. The strength of the Jewish community has helped deepen our links with Israel, and that was no more evident than when the Prime Minister Netanyahu was here. Your role in making that visit successful was deeply appreciated. You as a nation, Israel as a nation, is a leader in so many fields, but also the survival and success of Israel demonstrates the story of rebirth and modern democracy. And I wanted to quote some of the words from the 1948 Declaration of the Establishment of the State of Israel, which I believe echo the way in which Israel and New South Wales are working in partnership. And part of that declaration said, "We extend our hand to all neighbouring states and their peoples in an offer of peace and good neighbourliness, and appeal to them to establish bonds of cooperation and mutual help." I hope the year between this anniversary of Israel's independence and the next is filled with great peace and success, and even greater cooperation between New South Wales and Israel. I will personally work towards that goal. And tonight, it is my great honour to propose a toast to the State of Israel.